Today's Mishnah in our closing of Masechet Zavim is Perek He, Mishnah Yud Aleph. So we do have an interesting situation in which the Tumah of one situation is compared to another, and that is a Baal Keri and a Baal Nida. So here we have the Keri itself, we know we just had, is mitame as an av, and a nida is mitama as an av. Now, the ba'al keri and the ba'al nida actually are compared to different things. The ba'al of the keri, well, you would think that he might be more than just someone who touched something tame. He didn't touch anything tame, because his actual content, his contact, personal contact, with Shechvat Zera is not a contact that's betame him necessarily, because it would be Tumat Beit HaSitorim. But nonetheless, the very fact that he was Roeh Keri does not give him a din of a Tumah of Re'iyah, but it's as if he was Nogea, and therefore he's betame Kemaga Sheretz. A Baal Nida, interestingly enough, through the act of Bia with the Nida, has a din not of a nogea, he has a din of a tome meis. The thing is, though, that a baal nida is more chomer in certain ways than a meis. So he's like a meis in the sense that he's able to be metamish naim and personal echad, and he's like a meis who's actually tome for shivas yomim, and he too becomes tome for shivas yomim, but he's more chomer than a meis. He's also metame mishkav u'moshav. Now, he's not metame mishkav u'moshav the way that a zav and friends would be metame. So if a zav or a zav or a nida, yoledes, remember, if any of them, and according to the Rambam, including the mitzora, if any of them are metame, they are metame a mishkav u'moshav, where the mishkav u'moshav becomes so tame that it can actually be metame itself, an odam, to be metame begadim. So it's very chomor. But a baal nida is osa mishkav u'moshav to be the equivalent of elyono shel zov. And he would only make a very strange situation where the mishkav u'moshav, which has that advantage of not needing to touch, is similar to the Elyono Shel Zav, which we call Madaf, which does not need to touch, but it's not Metame Adam, it's not Metame the Kalim, it's only Metame Ochlin Umashkin, and therefore it is truly a Tumah Kala, and it's only the equivalent of a Rishon Tumah to be Metame Ochlin Umashkin. Masha'im Kain, someone who is Tomei Mace, he's not metame mishkav u'moshav at all. Either he comes into touch with actual touching it, or he's not going to be able to be metame it at all. So this is a tremendous chumrah of tumas mishkav u'moshav on a baal nida, except that it does not give him the actual din of a nida, which would be to be metame mishkav u'moshav, even to be metame adam lebegadim sha'alav. It's only metame him as a rishon. Okay, so now we've got, up until now, we've got a lot of discussion of things that can be metame shnayim and posel echad, or those things that are rishon or metame echad and they're posel echad. And there are things that are not posel metame at all, and they're only posel echad. So this is the lowest. What would that mean? That would mean all the cases that are a sheni bituma. Now, the question is, midi raisa, is there really such a concept of an odam being a sheni lituma in the sense that the only power that he has of being metame is to be osa posel for truma? That's the question. And there is one such case. That case is atful yom. So atful yom is actually metame truma, but he's not metame. He passes, and he can't go any further than that. So that is a deraisa. But there are a lot of other cases. As a matter of fact, there are 9 other cases that we're going to list now. And these cases are all part of the special gezerah. Remember, that happened in the when they went to Hanania ben Chizkia ben Gurion, and there were Yud Ches Dover that they were gozer b'oto ayom. 9 out of those Yud Ches Dvarim were special gezeras to be able to make a person tamei as a sheni, and he is not able to be metamei anything else, only to pasul truma. And this is the only case that we have, these 10 cases in which a human has tuma that is not able to be metame. It's tuma that is only able to pasul, and these following 10 are they. Elo poslina tatruma. So remember, we have the gezera, somebody who eats oichlin that are a rishon latuma, or even if he's eating oichlin that is a sheni latuma. So that's number 1 of the 10, you eat an ochel rishon. Number 2 of the 10 is a ochel sheni. Number 3 of the 10 is if you are drinking mashkin that are tmeim. The din, of course, by mashkin, I can't say a difference between mashkin that are tamei rishon and mashkin that are tamei sheni, because all mashkin are rishon. So mashkin are always that itself is a separate gezera, that all mashkin are chayzer liyos rishon because of the chumra of mashkin, and therefore I say there's another 1 gezerah about drinking any mashkin that are tummy. And what is the basis of these gezerahs, these 3 gezerahs? This was a chashash that someone may be actually having something which is tummy in his mouth, not realizing that there's still something tummy in his mouth. So if he's eating, maybe he'll take a drink of truma wine, you know? Or maybe if he's drinking wine, maybe if it's tamei, he'll take a little bit of truma, not realizing that that truma, oh my gosh, there was still a little wine left in my mouth, and that's going to be metamei the truma. So in order to avoid that, we made a din that would remind people, oh my gosh, if I'm going to be eating this truma, I'm going to be tamei. Therefore, of course, I'm not going to go anywhere near truma. So therefore, if I'm going to pass on truma, I won't come to a situation where I may accidentally be actually eating truma that is tamei. Then we have number 4, habarosho verubo b'mayim she'uvim, and number 5 would be a tahor shenafu barosho avarubo shlosh alugin mayim she'uvim. Now these takonais were takonais that were made in order to avoid the mistake that people had of thinking that since every time they went to the mikveh, they would always go into a shower afterwards or go into a clean mikveh of water to clean off from the Mei Ma'arav, where they went into the Arizal's mikveh, which, oh my God, now I got to get clean from this mud. So they go into a clean bath, right? So if you just went to the mikveh and you go into a bath, so you put your head, rove of your body, into mayim she'uvim to get cleaned off, that's what they used to do. But then, as the time went on, they began to think that, well, you know, the main thing is the clean water, obviously, and then they would just go into the bath. So in order for that not to happen, the takana was made, if you do go into a bath after going into the mikveh, you're going to still be tamei in order to be a only a sheni, and you won't be able to have truma. So they made that gezera, and then they made a 5th gezera that even if you didn't go into the mikveh and you're completely tahar, if you take a shower and 3 lugin of water fall on you from that container which the shower water was held, that would be metame you also. So the way the Gemara puts it is, imole zelon iskaima ze. The people are not going to believe that only if I went to a mikveh, then I become tame. Come off it. So therefore, we made a takana that even a tahar who takes a shower will be tame legabe truma. And then we have number 6 is a sefer. So any one of the sifrei kodesh, That was the whole question, whether is Esther Beruach HaKadosh, is it Metame? And we had that question about they wanted to take away the din of Tuba from Kohelet and so on. So a Sefer, the reason they made that Gezerah, is because people used to put Truma into the place where they would keep Svarim. They'd say, okay, Svarim are holy and Truma is holy, so they belong together. But of course, what that did, it got the mice and the rats into the place where the Sfarim were, and they turned their attention to nibbling on the Sfarim. So in order
to... They reminded of this in the army, because they would always keep the wine in the Aron Kodesh.
Mm.
Like all the clay Kodesh were kept in the Aron Kodesh, and nobody should touch it, nobody should.
Okay, perfect example. So because of that, they were geyser that the Yayin would be tummy. And that was the Sefer. Then there was the Gezerah of Stam Yadayim. Stam Yadayim is that the moment that you're Mesiach Bas from the Yadayim, you don't know what those hands touched, and therefore there was a special Gezerah. You have to wash your hands off, which is for Achilas Truma, and that is still, of course, Noag among us because of that Achilas Truma for eating bread or for eating peiros. That are, according to the Rosh, according to the Gra, according to everyone, if there's water on the peres. So in this case, you would have to be betame truma, and that's why we made this gezerah, and the tvuyom, so the tvuyom is not one of the gezerahs, but the tvuyom is metame even midiraisa, but is only metame truma, not metame, but pasels. And then there's another two gezeres. If you have oichlin, that were mekabel tuma out of mashkin, which is talking about that if we had two separate gezeres, and that is that mashkin or chayzun liyais rishain, and therefore whatever they touch is going to, in food, is going to make that sheni of oichlin into a sheni, because it's as if it touched a rishain. And kalim, which was a special halacha, that kalim are also going to become tamei, a new halacha, because normally, of course, nothing can be mekabel mitamei a kli except for an avatuma, and even though mashkin are only a rishon tuma, should not be able to be mekabel tuma. But since we do have mashkin, such as the mashkin of the zav, which actually comes from here, that are mitamei. So because of that, they were very machmir to say that, look, the moment you see a liquid touching a kli, you got to worry about what that liquid is. And because of that, they would avoid an actual diuraisa tuma. And that way, it would not happen that the body fluids would end up being metame diuraisa. However, remember, we can run into trouble by being metame kalin, because then if you have a negia in truma, if you're metame kalim, so people will burn the truma because they'll assume, gosh, I mean, if the kli was mekabel truma, then it must be a diuraisa. So in order to be mechalek between those things which were tame midiraisa and those things which are tame only derabonan, so we made this weird halacha that only the outside of the kli becomes tame and not the inside of the kli, to make it clear to people that this is a gezerah derabbanan and it does not fit any of the standard dinim. Okay, Rabosai, this is a moment for Sir Richard, but Sir Richard is only here by the special grace of having missed the first part, and we're holding on this being the Hadron, and of course Richie would want to say Bli Neder for us. The question is, if someone who's not Mechuyev Bedover can be Motzi someone Bedover, that's not so clear. But Bidi Avad, we will have Hadron Aloch HaNegeya and Mesechet Zavim.
Bli Neder.